So being aware of your sitting bones on the seat and your feet on the floor. And breathing into the back of the lower lungs. And allowing yourself to notice your physical, mental, and emotional state. And firstly, just breathing into whatever that is, whether you're full of joy, whether you're tired, whether you're in pain, sad, frustrated. See if you can breathe into whatever it is that you feel at the moment. This act of acceptance of what is. And it's not lying down to it, and it's not rejecting it. It's just, this is how I am right now. And I can still breathe. I can feel joy and still breathe. I can feel pain and still breathe. I can feel frustration or despair and still breathe. And in that breath, really offering care and compassion to whatever it is that you're noticing in yourself. Somehow we find it so much easier very often to show care and compassion to others who might be in distress. And yet to ourselves, so often what we offer when we notice those sort of things is criticism or frustration. So breathing into the sitting bones right down, not that you can literally, but figuratively, really allowing them to settle onto your seat, really allowing your feet to settle into the floor, allowing your lower back to expand, your neck to release, and the head to balance. And I don't know why, but I have 3 times since sitting down just thought of Helen not being well. So I'm just invite us all to connect to her, and if you feel to whatever, send good wishes. So coming back to yourselves gently, or just acknowledging the others in the group. And again, if you feel to, just extending a sense of support to the others as well as yourself. And really staying quiet in yourself. And just bring to your awareness your intention for being here? What makes you get up and join this group each Monday? What is it that you get from this group that nourishes you? And what is it that you would like to take away to use for the rest of your week? What might your conscious intention be for this week? Keeping on coming back to this union of mind and body and emotion. So using your conscious mind not to try and squash your emotions, but to really be with your emotions, to help your emotion. And using your body as a reference to help your mind. And using the group for whatever it is that we create as a group to help you individually and to offer into the group what it is that you bring. And each of you have presence. And I, for one, notice when you're not there. So what does it mean to have presence? What is it that we bring with us into the world and into our day-to-day lives, into our day-to-day interactions, and also into our more considered, planned actions? Who are we? In this body, in this mind, what is it that we can contribute? How do we have presence and how do we lose presence? What does it mean for us to have presence around other people? And what can our quiet presence do for other people? So I'm just inviting you to spend a couple of minutes reflecting on presence. And you can allow yourself to just let things arise, or you can ask yourself specific questions. And maybe in your reflection, you could think about also, how do you use presence in your day-to-day interactions, in your conflict negotiation, in getting your needs met? How do you use effort? And in Alexander parlance, how do you use minimum effort for maximum efficiency? What has been your learned behavior in the art of negotiation? And what can you do to bring intention into that process? And again, I would encourage you to really bring compassion to whatever comes to mind here. Knowing that actually we've all learned ways of managing difficulties in our lives that can be really unsuccessful, because we've absorbed unconscious patterns from our parents, from our siblings, from our teachers and our peers. And that sense of when one is in a pattern that is unhelpful, how it feels such like a trap, and continuing proof of our beliefs of not having needs met or not being able to negotiate or whatever it is that we struggle to manage in our day-to-day lives. Not taking enough care of ourselves. Not noticing our own pain until it really speaks to us. Not noticing our frustrations until we lash out. Not noticing our grief until it overwhelms. So I invite you to take at least 3 very conscious breaths of very deep compassion for whatever it is that you has come up for you in that process of contemplation. Whatever it is, whether it's, again, something really rich and precious, or something that you really find difficult and want to change. For me, the first step of any kind of change is an acknowledgement of compassion, that we all need love and acceptance, and that, in my opinion, change doesn't happen very much without it, not deep change. So, if you feel to put your hands anywhere on your body to really reinforce what you felt, that's fine. And otherwise, see if you can really connect to your legs, to your sitting bones, to your feet on the floor, and to your breath.